Truman lied from 1950 on the nature and purposes of the French involvement, the colonial reconquest of Vietnam that we were financing and encouraging. Eisenhower lied about the reasons for and the nature of our involvement with Diem, and the fact that he was in power essentially because of American support and American money and for no other reason. Kennedy lied about the type of involvement we were doing there, our own combat involvement, and about the recommendations that were being made to him for greater involvement. President Kennedy lied about the degree of our participation in the overthrow of Diem. Johnson, of course, lied and lied and lied about our provocations against the North Vietnamese prior to and after the Tonkin Gulf incidents, about the plans for bombing North Vietnam and the nature of the buildup of American troops in Vietnam. Nixon, as we now know, misled and lied to the American public for the first months of his office in terms of our bombing of Cambodia and of Laos, ground operations in Laos. The reasons for our invasion of Cambodia and of Laos and the prospects for the mining of Haiphong that finally came about in 1972 but was envisioned as early as 1969. The American public was lied to month by month by each of these five administrations. As I say, it's a tribute to the American public that their leaders perceived that they had to be lied to. It's no tribute to us that it was so easy to fool the public.